news for the evening testing and evaluation. 500,000 postal workers have failed to make any progress in their negotiations after 10 days. It looks that the greatest postal strike in history is about to begin. Postal managers want to get rid of no layoff clause, that they can lay off workers whenever they feel. They do not want to give a mere 3% increase in salary, whereas they now have an increase of 10-15% cost of living. They also want to make it a federal crime to call a wild cat strike. Carter administration will not try to limit wages to less than 7%. It is feared that this is not sufficient to keep the economy in balance, and he will price interest hikes at 5.5%. It's his new anti-inflation formula that nobody thinks will work in the first place. Congressman Donald Frazier has won the Democratic Farmer Labor Party nomination for the U.S. Senate in Minnesota. For the first time in history, this means that the old Farm Labor Party used to be a bastion of socialists, may have a likely candidate for the Senate if he is not killed off in the meantime. Wisconsin is moving distinctly away from the Republican and Democratic parties. Carter is trying to hammer out a compromise between Israel and Egypt at Camp David on the future of the Palestinian Arabs that are crowded like maggots in concentration camps. Carter believed to be drafting a declaration of principles encompassing the entire Palestinian issue. If there are over 1 million Palestinian Arabs living along the Gaza Strip or the Gaza Strip and the West Bank of Jordan that was stolen from Jordan, Gaza Strip was stolen from Egypt, the land captured by Israel, as you know, in the 1967 war, Prime Minister Begin once proposed he would give them self-rule under Israel military control. But Sadat rejected that proposal at that time. King Hussein of Jordan have now talked to Sadat, and they may be able to work out some kind of compromise rule. But there's far from peaceful settlement of that troubled Near East situation. The Russians are very greatly fearful that there will be a U.S. base placed in that Near East region. National Guard forces are reportedly in control of the Managua, Nicaragua, where door-to-door fighting has been reporting. Every city in Nicaragua is alive with revolutionary fire as they attempt to put out the dread Somoza regime upheld by U.S. imperialism for 44 years. And the people, the business, and the trade unions are all combined in general strikes and an outright civil war. Costa Rica has also accused Nicaragua of strengthening an attack on one of her border towns. Cars that use unleaded gas, Consumer Protection Agency told U.S. refineries, no longer can use a certain additive which causes air pollution, or it will affect the health of the entire American people. MMT, used in unleaded gasoline to make high-octane ratings, agencies decided to ban it, saying the increases in hydrocarbon ignitions makes more air pollution. This means that the buyers will have to go through the fighting process to achieve the kind of octane they want. Prices are going to be shifted, as always, to the consumer, and already the American buyer cannot afford to buy a new car. They don't know what this will do to the prices, but they know for sure it's going to cost, step up the cost of an American car by several hundred dollars. So the government's still debating as to whether they're going to make a national law as to whether they will ban this horrible chemical, MMT. It is suggested that it causes everything from heart attacks, blindness, cancer, and strokes. But what's that to the big business industry of USA? Why should they care, as long as they're making money? Three unions, as I said, 500,000 postal workers, no progress. They want to get rid of the no layoff clause. They cannot now do anything if they're laid off. The unions can lay them off as long as they want without wages. They fear, the postal bosses fear, that there will be a walkout soon. Let's see, where shall we go from there? Atmosphere is being threatened by this additive of MMT used in all of the leaded gas that they want banned, as it increases hydrocarbon in the air pollution. It increases the poisoning in the atmosphere of the air that U.S. breathe 40%. Now, I could hardly imagine anybody enduring another bit of pollution in Los Angeles or San Francisco. But just imagine double the percent of poison in the air on a good summer day in Los Angeles. Nixon went to New York to sign a business agreement, said Carter, making every kind of effort to be kind to him and let him assume responsibilities of government again. Of course, why not? One crook protects another crook. Lee Harvey Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald, heard from the widow who will testify first time since the assassination. She will step forward and say accordingly, reportedly, information that has never heretofore been brought public surrounding the so-called assassination of Martin Luther King by the one assassin, her husband, Lee Harvey Oswald. Minnesota, 70% of the votes said Frazier, the farm worker, that's a progressive socialist party, is winning. House investigating JFK. So they're moving along. Let us hope. Of course, if there's too much success amongst the farm workers, look out. If you get too much socialism, USA, you'll get what I've told you always. Militarism right in the street. Senate seat of late Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota. The Democrat Don Frazier leads over Bob Short for that Progressive Party ticket. Apparently Don Frazier is about to become a Progressive Party member. It isn't a flaming liberal socialist party, but it was in the 20s. In New York, two Israelites and a Briton charged with taking part in a deal to transport secretly $12 million from the USA to Switzerland. The subject of white-collar crime was addressed by the new head of the FBI in Chicago, William Webster, who himself is a crook, member of four racist societies in St. Louis, and two sexist ones, as you remember. He's such a good gentleman. He is going, however, to fight against crime, white-collar crime. Speaking to the Rotary Club, which is known to be the bastion for the CIA, said also there will be a new group of special voluntary agents to curb Soviet spying. There will be an increase of agents assigned to combat what he calls white-collar crime, such as business fraud. I'm sure it'll be small business fraud, not like U.S. Steel or Ford or Chrysler and any of those big boys. DuPont, no, not Rockefeller. Just some middle-sized guys. Also, new emphasis given to sophisticated crime, such as computer fraud, and that involving illegal production of recording tapes and videotapes. They're going to fix it so you can't record any more tapes like we have here of movies. Fortunately, we had ours made before their ban, because they don't want anybody to find anything of joy without big business getting a splice of it. So we better get some more tapes made pretty damn quick while we're at it with our devices at home. Ban placed on additives used in half of all the unleaded gas, half part of the unleaded gas uses this additive. The Environmental Protection Agency is demanding a ban. The government has ordered a change in production, but it has not demanded the complete release of this poisonous, toxic in the leaded gas, and no one knows what the hell this will do. It's been in some test experiences that were done in one laboratory. All the rabbits, all the goats, all the chickens, every living creature in the laboratory died in just 3 minutes. Nice little stuff that they've got in the gas these days to make the motor supposedly work better, but probably they want the gas to go a little not so far, so you'll have to buy some more gas. Who in the hell knows what they're up to? The government has ordered a change in production of unleaded gas, which the oil industry says will eliminate MMZ, increases active rating, makes fuel less likely of causing engine knocking, issued ban because MIZ increases hydrocarbons in the air, says ban will take place October 27 unless the president intervenes, giving gas places time for MMZ to be sold out. Carter, domestic problems now. Inflation calling for, as I said, 7% in ceiling in wage increases for 1979. He said if they're not maintained at that level, there will be a depression in USA. What do we see from Marina Oswald, wife of Lee Harvey Oswald, witness in the trial of Oswald, who was framed for the murder of President Kennedy? They were married in the USSR. She will be questioned on possible motives her husband may have had, whether she has knowledge of a conspiracy committed by the assassination late in the week. There will be more testimonies on Oswald's activities all along his travels in the Soviet Union. Well, I'm sure there's a lot to be told about Mr. Oswald. As to whether we'll ever hear it, that's another question indeed. I'm afraid that USA doesn't ever give people anything more than what they're prepared for them to take. They sort of have a kind of barometer psychologically. And when they think that people won't overreact, they give them a little bit, and another little tidbit when they think they can, handle it. Call to end practice of doctors dispensing drugs. Mr. Albert Howells, president of the Guyana Pharmaceutical Association, has called for a manpower survey of pharmacists in the Caribbean in order to determine how many there were and their ability to serve the needs of the regions. Talks likely on fishery accord. At an invited comment, the Minister of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that as from yesterday, the Quarantine River has been reopened to the Guyanese fishermen, and a state of normalcy has been resumed between Guyana and her eastern neighbor Suriname, when there used to be great conflict between the two. Caribbean urged to overthrow the past system. The call to the people of the Caribbean to overthrow the old order with a view to building a better Caribbean has been taken to members of the Caribbean Order of Ancient Free Gardeners, so now attending their 8th annual conference, movable delegation in Guyana. Making the appeal was Information Minister Comrade Shirley Field Ridgely, as she declared open the 2-day conference being held at the St. Stanislaus College on Brickham. "We need to overthrow the old system," she said. "We need the new socialist system, the system we know in our very homes and in our lives," she said. She spoke to the gathering of some 150 delegates and observers attending the conference. "It is our task to tackle the fundamental problem," she stressed. And she added, "The task ahead of us is in the Caribbean is for us to get together and work to our own ends and control our own resources and cease to be the victims of imperialists who have drained us dry." Anti-apartheid group criticizes computer sale. An anti-apartheid group has strongly denounced the sale of South Africa, one of the worst racist regimes in all the world, computers by a British company with Caribbean interest. The Committee Against Apartheid in Guyana called on government assistance to expel the company, International Computers Limited, which has offices here in Barbados, Guyana, and Trinidad and Tobago. The protest from the Guyana Committee was the largest in a series against the sale of computers by the ICL to the South African police and Air Force. Big money still talks. Babies die. People killed. Insane wars. But big money, everything goes for big money. Big money gets your ways. Commission working for more equitable world order. An independent commission studying relations between rich and poor countries, headed by former West German Chancellor Willy Brandt, discussed in international debt, food and agriculture, and international migration at a 4-day meeting, which ended Monday. Called the Independent Commission on International Development Issues to include 10 members from developing countries and 7 from developed states. Mr. Brandt told a press briefing at the UN that the commission began work late last December and plans to suggest ways of contributing to a more equitable world order in a report due for completion by next summer. Many believe it's just another capitalist fancy and attempt to act like that they'll do something when nothing really will be done. Capitalists never have been known to do anything about inequities of the world order. That's unknown heretofore. Question before the New York Times. Why did Senator McGovern curry the favor of homosexuals recently? He must fancy them. 1,000 or so supporters of pervert rights clustered in mid-February at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. I'm saying this again, I want you to get the kind of trash that's coming out of our press, where they were thrilled by the presence of Senator George McGovern, Democrat, South Dakota. Having the 1972 presidential candidate of the Democratic Party, promotes the gay cause, said an organizer for the rally, was a major breakthrough in that it was the first time a United States senator had approved in public on behalf of these miserable sodomites. That's a nice way for a nice newspaper that said it prints all the things that are decent to be printed. That's a very nice way to talk, I'm sure. We all appreciate that language. Habana, Committee of Non-Aligned Nations, the largest international anti-imperialist celebration since the triumph of the revolution in 1959. Over 25,000 youths, as you know, from more than 140 countries gathered for the 11th World Festival of Youth and Students. The festival was coincided with the commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the July 26th attack on the Moncada barracks in Santiago de Cuba. The arms section signaled the beginning of the July 26th movement, which culminated in Fidel Castro's successful entry into Havana after the fall of the Batista dictatorship. From the beginning, inaugurating ceremonies with over 60,000 people in the Latin American stadium, to the closing ceremonies in the Plaza of the Revolution, attended by over 1 million people. The heroes of the festival were the Vietnamese, Cubans, Africans, Latin Americans, and Palestinians struggling against U.S. imperialism. Throughout the 9 days of the festival, the streets were filled with the chants of "Long live Fidel," "Long live the struggle of the Palestinian people," "The people united will never be defeated," was sung block on block on block. The festival was organized under the slogan "For anti-imperialist solidarity, peace and friendship." It was clear, however, that the festival was primarily an attack on U.S. gross imperialism. In the more than 1,200 scheduled political and cultural meetings, the delegates and invited guests attacked the various forms of U.S. aggression, from military intervention to the more subtle forms of domination through economic dependence and neocolonialism. The idea of a World Youth Festival began in 1945, when youth from then only 67 countries met in London to mark the defeat of Hitler's fascism that had been put in power by U.S. tax dollars. Beginning in Prague in 1947, the festival has been held every 5 years, the last one in communist East Germany. There was widespread recognition that this festival was different from others in a number of important aspects. It was the first festival to be held in Latin America specifically, and in a third world developing country in general. A recognition of the growing importance in world affairs of developing countries and the liberation movements of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. It heralded also that the non-aligned world is looking more and more to Cuba for leadership. Second to the past first 5 years, U.S. imperialism has suffered a number of important defeats, Vietnam and Angola, to mention only two examples, and a revolutionary optimism pervaded the entire festival. Certainly, socialists deserve all the encouragement they can get, and it will happen. It's coming, my friends, it's coming. Chemical companies poison Love Canal. The government said it would try to help, but there weren't much it could do, was the manager's southern way of saying, in USA, the chemical company said it was sorry, but after all, there was nothing illegal in what it had done. Thomas Heisner isn't satisfied. He insisted someone is responsible for the chemical pollution that caused his two children to be born severely retarded. Like the other 200 families in small suburban development near Niagara Falls, Love Canal, no one told Heisner anything about the chemicals when he moved into his small frame house there 25 years ago, or all the little babies that were being born in strange, deformed ways. They're just ordinary white people. Chemical companies don't have any concern for white people, black people, or Indian people. So they didn't bother to tell them the hazards of their life. But this spring, the Heisner family discovered that they had been living atop a veritable lake of highly toxic chemical waste. The fact that women in the area had been suffering 75% more miscarriages than the norm, and that there was unusually high incidence of birth defects, something like 8 out of 10, that's considerable, you know, in the neighborhood, was no longer dismissed as simply a random twist of fate. So last week in New York, State Health Commissioner confirmed that the families had suspected was what they had suspected was true. The chemical waste dumped on the land before the houses were built were deadly poisons, and so into the 200 children that are deformed, that'll never be normal, they admit that it was a chemical corporation's responsibility. Now what are they going to do with it? The investigation revealed that the Hooker Chemical and Plastics Company near Niagara Falls, New York, had dumped some 82 different varieties of chemical waste in ton after ton on the site when it which it owned between 1942 to the present date. After the unused canal had been filled with drums of poison, the ditch was covered over, and Hooker magnanimously and generously sold that land to the local school board for a dollar. Very generous of them, you know. Some of the land was then sold to real estate speculators and developers who, indifferent to the potential hazards, built houses there for poor little children who are now born without arms or legs, some of them without eyes, sockets in their heads, and most of them retarded. That is USA. What do you expect more from USA? Buried away in a recent government report on the quality of the environment is the reason why Hooker dumped the waste there in the first place. Safe handling and disposal of waste chemicals cost 10 to 40 times more than unsafe methods. So why not sacrifice a few human beings rather than have to pay 10 or 4 times more to protect human life? All big business don't work that way, honey. The government says there are nearly 100,000 dumping sites similar to Love Canal around the country, causing the same kind of birth deformities and abortions, and also affecting the lives of the mothers and the fathers. Waiting the ticking of, like, they're like ticking time bombs. The chemical industry, meanwhile, is currently engaged in the biggest lobbying assault it has ever mounted against proposed government regulations banning the cancer-causing chemicals and retarding-causing chemicals. But what happened to the chemical officials? Why, they didn't even get brought to court, darling. They've got special in with the court. That's why I hate the U.S. I love you so much, I'd like to go back and rot in its jails or set fire to some of their goddamn merciless factories that the life away. I'd like to show a protest by fire, but I felt I could do a better service by coming over here and giving you, though a prisoner I am, and people won't give me much rest. I haven't had any rest now. They got this letter, that letter. There's always something bothering them. They've always got some great big trouble spot in their life. You never think that anybody in the world could suffer worse than they do. And yet I know I've been in a prison for so many years, talking to all these people, walking a straight line. When you're dealing with a CIA agent, you never know whether you're talking with a double agent or whether he's really transformed. But the probability is that he may still be a double agent. However, it may be interesting to note to you that we got him on tape, and thus the government here will be increasing measures that will not allow this to ever happen, that he was sitting out there when we were being shot at, when some of you said it was all in our imagination. He gave the times. We didn't give him the times. He was sitting out there with not just guns, but mortar rockets, and he was almost ready to blow away our radio station, killing everybody there, and blowing away all of our electric stations, and then coming in and wiping up the rest of us. That can't happen now because he gave us the secrets, and the government, it will be top on the case. But some of you took some of those days.